Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Here we are. It's another ride to work, and I thought I would hop into the driver's seat. Not the literal driver's seat that I am in, but the proverbial driver's seat. I'm going to sit in the CEO's desk at Square Enix, because they are at a turning point for their company, and they had some challenges last year, and I think I've got the strategy to take them on to the success that they remembered. Yes, you might be saying, Steve, isn't that a little bit arrogant? How do you know more than a bunch of super experienced business executives? The answer is I don't, but we're going to ignore that because that doesn't make this fun. So here is how we're going to play this. I'm just going to talk about, you know, what I would do with their various properties. I may not remember all of them because, again, I can't look at notes. I'm driving in a car. So we're going to be sharing this discussion into the community. I'd love to hear what you guys say. But here we go. So the very first thing they need to do is they need to get their house in order. They have a very clear problem with project management. They overscope the hell out of all of their JRPGs like Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3, which prevents them from really hitting targets and getting games out. Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3 combined spent nearly 20 years in development. That is completely unacceptable in the modern game space. We know that games take a long time. However, Red Dead Redemption 2 was in development for like 6 years, but they had the advantage of Grand Theft Auto making them infinity dollars to help offset that. So you can't take 10 years to make flagship games anymore. So number one, we need to go out, recruit, and find project managers for all of our teams and producers who will help us hit targets and, more appropriately, prevent us from overscoping our games. Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts are not necessarily all about feature creep. These are games about experiences and ideas and kind of feelings. Feature creep doesn't really make a big difference, I don't believe. So let's go back to the beginning and simplify things a little bit. So that's step one. We're going to get some new producers that are going to go and try and make it so games actually get made. Now let's just kind of go through some of their franchises. Final Fantasy 16, I am sure, is already in development. They need to actually finish that development, and they need to get moving. But my biggest recommendation for Final Fantasy 16 is that they need to announce ahead of time that that game is going to be released in two parts, Final Fantasy 16 2, and or Final Fantasy 16 Part 1, and Final Fantasy 16 Part 2. Full stop. They can come out 2 or 3 years apart. That's fine, but, you know, maybe, do an anime or something in between. I'm not sure how you want to do it story-wise. Do it in two parts, if for nothing else, because that means you get to put a game out earlier. Now, to go along with that, I think that you put out Final Fantasy 16 Part 1 as a $40 title. I know that sounds crazy, right? Final Fantasy is one of the most important franchises in video games, but I think you split it up, you charge $40, maybe with a collector's edition that brings it up to $60, but you put it out for $40, and then you put out whatever content to bridge the two games on YouTube, and you earn your ad revenue that way. You will make money as you put out some episodic content, and you can contract out to another company that does an anime, you know, like an anime house or something like that, in the meantime. By splitting the game up, it forces you not to overscope, because you can't, you have to finish a project, and you can't have the other part of the game be so vastly different. And you can hit one game, and then 3 years later, you put out the other game with like the anime with a couple seasons of the anime in between, and then just go. And that will be Final Fantasy 16. Do it now. Do it fast. Get this game out there. People want it. People are hungry for it. There are a lot of people that 15 left a bad taste in their mouths. That will all be forgotten when they see that Final Fantasy 16 logo. The other piece is you got to bring Final Fantasy back to its roots. I'm not saying that it needs to be sword and sorcery fantasy. I think that would be awesome. I think now is the time, you know, to bounce back from the campaign where you rolled around with a car. But I think that they need to focus on, you know, what made the previous games so great were large parties of characters and having, you know, choices as to who to put in your party and, you know, an adventure. You know, the adventure piece they've managed, but I think they need to kind of really revisit what made Final Fantasy what it was. So that's Final Fantasy. Next, the Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts 3 is done. They don't need to do DLC, I mean, unless they already have it planned. But I'm going to say no DLC. Let's just finish the game. It's done. The next thing that they need to do is they need to immediately start to work on a smaller scale game and release it exclusively on the Switch. We need a Kingdom Hearts game on Switch. It should be a spinoff. I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe you play as Mickey. I don't know. But they need to put out another Kingdom Hearts game, and they need to get Kingdom Hearts onto the Switch as quickly as possible. So that's step two. Step three, speaking of the Switch, that system is incredibly popular. And it is, right now, as we record this, the number one selling game on the Switch eShop is Final Fantasy IX, which is insane to me. But that's Final Fantasy IX is the best-selling game on the Nintendo eShop. We, as Square Enix, need to take advantage of that. So I am going to take a dedicated team, even if I have to hire them from outside, and they are going to go through the entire Square Enix catalog and as quickly as possible get as many games onto the Nintendo Switch as possible. We have a lot. We're just going to get them on there. However, we got to do it. And eventually we'll run out of, you know, low-hanging fruit, you know, just games to get on there. At which point then we will locate games that maybe need more work or localization, and we will work on them as well. There's a lot of Square Enix games that weren't released in the United States, and we can take advantage of, you know, purchasing fan translations and things like that to get those games out here. So that's project number three. Number four, the Final Fantasy VII Remake is happening. I really have no idea how to resolve that particular issue. If it were me, I would never have announced it in the first place. Clearly, we need a team working on that game. And we just need to get them going. I think the other piece that's important is they need to control the scope of that game. So I would probably go meet with that team. And I would start cutting features and removing different, you know, upgrades and other, you know, kind of doohickeys that they want to add on there, and just be like, no, people just want to revisit this world in high def, and sure, you want to make it an action RPG, that sounds great, but let's cut these extra, just cut the fat so that the game can come out and let it just be an enjoyable romp through Midgar. Because number one, that game is not doing anyone any good when it is not out. Next project is Tokyo RPG Factory. They're a great little experiment. Square Enix opened a small studio specifically just to recreate older role-playing games. They have done an amazing job. They put out relatively simple games. And they haven't been that great, but they have been good and they have hit targets, meaning they have continuously delivered on what we have asked. So I'm going to reward them. They get to make Final Fantasy Tactics. There is literally no reason why a Final Fantasy Tactics game is not always in development. There just isn't. Final Fantasy Tactics is a well-loved game. My cousin, it's his favorite game. There's a lot of people who think Final Fantasy Tactics is their favorite game. I'm going to let Tokyo RPG Factory make it. So there you go, folks. You guys can make a new Final Fantasy Tactics game. Here's the with the following caveats. We'll give you a little bit more money, but it must run on everything, including mobile with a touch interface. That's good for two reasons. One, it does also add additional functionality for the Switch, which is going to be killer on us. Use pixel art, use low polygons. This does not need to be the prettiest game, but make it. Make the game, and not only make the game, but then also give regular DLC. Just skirmish maps. Diablo 3 has a season mode where you start at the beginning of the season and you play through the characters and you build your guy, you get your loot, and you play through essentially randomly generated skirmishes. I see no reason why a Final Fantasy Tactics remake, or not remake, but a new edition of Final Fantasy Tactics could not have seasons where every 3 or 4 months you enter the season mode and you play through a series of procedurally generated maps that maybe are just different every day, that everybody's playing through the same maps, and you can build your team and level up your guys and get cool job combinations, and you play the same characters. I think that would be super awesome. Just do it. And because they deserve to be rewarded because they have finished their games on time. And make a Final Fantasy Tactics game. That game will sell like crazy, and we all know that it would. And especially if you put it on Switch, that will go crazy. So that is that's my next project. Now let's talk about some of their Western stuff. Tomb Raider is way too good to not continue. So I would immediately, let's do a new sequel. But I'm gonna lean in on this here. Again, smaller scope, simpler game. They've been making big, giant AAA experiences. I think for me, Tomb Raider is all about the tombs, and it's all about, you know, kind of small. I think that there is an advantage to creating an episodic game and making it exclusive to Xbox Game Pass. Basically, make it so that every X number of months, they release a new tomb, a new level, a new experience, and just do that for a while. Because I think that would be more interesting. Rather than having to craft, like, an entire narrative around, you know, Lara Croft, I think it would be really interesting to put out a series of kind of vignettes, smaller stories for her, that are built and specifically marketed under Xbox Game Pass. Does that make her an Xbox-only thing? Yeah, maybe make them timed exclusives and then sell them for, like, $10 somewhere else afterwards, but put them out on Xbox Game Pass, especially as the next generation ramps up. Trying to think what else Square... Now, on their mobile side, Square Enix has really already done... I mean, they have a lot of games in the pipeline, and they have a lot of games that they actively make. I would make some hard decisions, figure out which ones are making money, and cut the rest. But, you know, they don't necessarily need to chase trends, but this is where I think a Final Fantasy Tactics game that was functional on mobile would also help them. Admittedly, I don't know a lot of the mobile marketplace, so I can't really speak to it, but I would hire someone that does. Isn't that the cop-out for playing these kind of situations? I'd love to hear what you guys think about what they should do on mobile. But those are some of my ideas. I don't know if all of them are completely insane, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. So I'm going to share this into the Engage Family Gaming community. That would be at engagefamilygaming.com/community. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow with another ride to work. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now.